B-Pod Studios.
You know who else is a rational thinker?
Who's that?
Pat Egan is a rational thinker.
Right, let's go. Egan segment.
I didn't see you there.
Hit the button.
You disappeared.
You got to look down.
All right, let's have all the tables.
Jamie, hit the button.
With Pat Egan.
Wow. Here we go.
Not even a please?
Not even Jamie Day anymore. He's mean to
not Jamie Day.
Look at this. The guy predicts one score.
And we're
going to
start off with that. Let's start off with the Flyers with a big 2-1 win. That's 2-1. Mm-hmm. Let's travel back in time about 23 hours ago. We'll start off with the really, really bad, and then we'll go into the good.
Bob, what do you see tonight?
I see a hat trick from TK. 5-1 Flyers win.
5-1?
5-1.
You and your confidence. God bless you.
Carey Price doesn't make it through the whole game.
That was a good call.
Pat Egan, what do you have for the Flyers tonight?
2-1 win.
2-1 win.
Okay, we'll move on.
All right, now hold on a minute.
Wow.
All right, first off.
Hey, here's a toot.
You completely throw Bob under the bus, and you missed an opportunity to praise me. Because I said they'd score within the first 10 minutes of the game. And they did.
Jeez.
Where's my love?
Come on, Pat.
My love in your segment?
You said 3-1.
It was close,
but it wasn't 2-1.
Did I accurately predict they'd score the first 10 minutes after Carey Price had 94 straight minutes without allowing a goal?
Was it or was it not the correct score?
Why you gotta be so... I'm more specific than you are. You just gotta score
and
right.
You know why?
You guys are gonna hurt your shoulders patting yourselves on the back because it's my segment.
Okay. And we're gonna move on to the Washington football team. They announced they will not have fans in the stands for the upcoming season. Jerry Jones, he did the exact opposite, stating that he has plans to have fans in the stands this fall. Cowboys also signed Everson Griffith.
That happens. Now, let me just real quick. The Washington football team announced no fans at the stadium, and the fans announced, yeah, we're fine with that. We don't.
Fans?
Yeah, we don't want to be there anyway.
They looked for fan reaction. They couldn't find any.
The pod idea I do find interesting. Can you have a pod of fans, Bob? I think you can have a pod of fans. I'm holding out all hope in the world that you can have fans at games in some areas if you can do it somehow safe, socially distant,
whatever it might be. Yeah.
If you do the pod of fans, let's party. I'm in. Oh, and Jerry Jones is still a big fat idiot. So there you go.
Yes. No, he is. All right, we'll move on.
What else you got?
So, Jamie, let's pot it down. Let's pot it up. Let's go. Earlier this week, we talked about a League of Their Own reboot that was ordered by Amazon to be a series. Well, add Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to the list of reboots that no one needed or asked for. Will Smith is on board to produce. They don't have a channel where they're going to do it. They're just kind of shopping it all out.
Hey, I got a channel for you. Cozy TV.
That's exactly where the Phillies deserve to be right now. Let's be real. It's funny because no one's heard of it, but that's where that product deserves to be.
I don't need a Fresh Prince reboot. It's not going to star Will Smith.
He's a producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because I'd prefer one episode with Will Smith in it as the Fresh Prince, where his dad comes back and we don't have to be so sad whenever we see that highlight again.
Well, the new series is going to focus around a radio producer who got in one little fight and his wife got scared, so they moved from South Philly to the suburbs. And he bitches constantly about not getting offers on his house.
Does he have a day named there?
Someone buy Jamie's house, please.
Okay.
We'll move on.
Yes.
I know everyone hates the Astros, but one of the best characters in baseball is Zach Greinke. And he wanted to even the playing field yesterday when he faced Gabe Kapler in the Astros. So take a listen to what Zach Greinke did.
Oh, my. Everybody knows what sign they're going with now. This is incredible. He told everybody what signs are going with.
It's very tough to hear, but he literally is yelling at not only the catcher, but the batter. We're going to go second sign after one, second sign after two, because he just doesn't care. And they couldn't even capitalize on it. They lost 5-1.
That's awesome. That is great. Somebody shared that in our Slack, I think. And yeah, that's a great. Good for Zach Greinke.
That is great trolling.
Yeah, it really is. I applaud that. What else you got, Pat?
Yesterday, both Harold Reynolds and Dan Plesac were discussing the worst game they've ever had. And Plesac talked about a game where he gave up 7 runs in an inning and a third, and then had to do an autograph signing the next day in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And here we are introduced to the savage from Kenosha, Barb.
Nothing worse than you just give up 7 runs, and now you're going to an autograph session at a mall.
right? And the line was long, and I'm feeling like this big, you know, and some people were saying, hey, what happened last night? Oh, nothing. What's your name? Bill. Hi, Bill. You know, I wanted to write something nasty. Hi, Bill. What's your name? Okay, best wishes. And so right at the end, there was an elderly woman named Barb that came up, and she was like, you're my favorite player. And I said, so what is your name? Barb. So I said, hey, Barb. She goes, oh, Dan, I didn't know you wore glasses. Maybe you should have wore those last night so you could see where you wanted to throw the ball. And I was like, Barb! Barb! I love you, Barb!
Damn, Barb.
The savage from Kenosha.
Barb, the original Karen. There you go. Poor Dan Plesak. I feel bad for him. You have a lot of action going on in that room right now there, Pat.
Yeah.
You got like cuts to play. You're trying to boss Jamie around.
Well, no. I mean, I really appreciate Bob, who really brought it this segment and added virtually nothing so far.
Dude, I was busy listening to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air while you were talking, so I really don't care what you said.
I mean, I need your opinion.
Bob, what's your take on Barb?
Mark did well, I thought.
Bob, what's your take on
Barb? Pat, you're in a hurry. I let you get all these things in. Had I talked, you wouldn't have got everything in. Right? It's your segment.
No, the host.
It's your segment. You had limited time. You had a lot of items that you wanted to get to.
That's a good point.
My part in all this was to listen, take it in, maybe give a word or two, but I wanted you to get all of your segments in.
And I'm a big enough man to admit you're right.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
Anyway, go ahead. So what
and we'll finish off with our segment of today in history. In 1964, former Mariner Jay Buhner was born, which is an excuse to just play this classic cut.
I can't believe it. He was so young. How could this have happened?
Well, he'd been logging some pretty heavy hours. First one in the morning, last one to leave at night. That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are, Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Hey, Pat, that was really good. That was a really good bit. Way to go, Pat.
Wait, that's all you got? That's it in all the takes? You didn't do the big story?
What's the big story?
You didn't do the big story?
I know.
You didn't do the big story?
I guess it just didn't get done.
Stephen A. Smith championing the cause of conjugal visits in the bubble?
I didn't see it.
That ass.
I didn't see it.
Stephen A.
You
Smith
need to do better.
Was the first one. Now, great job, Pat. Except for bossing Jamie around, you jerk. But here's the deal. Trying to bully Bob.
Where's the great job part come in, Mark?
Nah, just being nice. Okay. But Stephen A. Smith, 3 weeks ago, talked about how the ladies are going to break the bubble. And then now, yesterday, it's like you got to have conjugal visits. And if all of a sudden, you're going to be allowed in people to bring the ladies into the bubble on sustained relationships.
What?
And Bob, as you so accurately pointed out as the journalist in the room, how do you prove that?
Yeah.
How do you prove that?
We had a long talk about it, the three of us. Mark, you had taken off to somewhere else.
Deuces.
But me, Jamie, and Pat had a long talk about the bubble yesterday, and it wasn't pleasant.
It's not so, suitable for air.
That. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Let's just say those poor hotel workers.
Goo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's what we were talking about, goo.
So there's that. But anyway, Stephen A. Smith is like, somebody had to say it! Somebody had to say it! And you know, he did. He said it. And he said it out loud into a microphone.
And they heard it.
And a lot of people heard it.
That's when he gets paid the big bucks
so
for.
What's your take? Should they have conjugal visits? You know what's going to happen?
Not?
The one girl that they weren't that serious about is going to get that phone call. That's probably what's going to end up happening.
They also get one ticket for
you know, I love you,
kid.
Baby. Yeah.
But what happens if you have more than one kid?
That's a good point. Well, you have to do what most people have to do. It's just choose your favorite. I think that's how that works. Great job, Pat.